podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Spark innovation across your federal agency with IT hardware, software, and services from Connection Public Sector Solutions. Your technology procurement challenges will meet their match as Connection's dedicated account managers offer exceptional customer service, and our extensive list of supported federal contracts means you'll always get a price that works for your budget. Learn more about innovation for your agency with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.
All this week on NBC4, new products to new technology. Susan Hogan is showing you how local restaurants are changing the way we dine in and take out in this new world. Tonight at 6.
A new twist on outdoor eating.
A lot of it is creating flexibility.
How one local restaurant is making their outdoor space mobile, giving you plenty of sunshine and social distance for a stress-free meal.
It's all part of restaurant revitalization. Tonight at 6 on NBC4, working for you.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to a Fatback 4 special. I'm Gav, that's Keith, and we've decided between the two of us today, we weren't going to do a show tonight, to be honest with you. We have a midweek fix lined up for tomorrow. We have the Friday forecast lined up for Friday. We're going to take it easy this week. And then we thought, no, everything's getting too heavy. ESL, protests, dodgy owners, whatever it might be. And we decided, we've had too much of that. We need to have a little bit of fun. So between me and Keith, we came up with an idea, and it's basically to build our own football club. But without doing it with magnificent players, revered managers, the perfect owner that you could pick from all across the world, we've decided to do it on people involved in fan TV. Now, people in fan TV may look and go, what are these two fucking clowns up to? Mm-hmm. We're here to have a laugh. That's what we're here to do. We're here to have a laugh. We're not going to slaughter anyone. We're not going to say he's fucking this and he's that. We're not going to do that. We're going to pick an 11. We're going to pick a goalkeeper, right back, left back, two centre backs, three midfielders, three attackers, and you can move them around a little bit if you want, Keith, just to let you know. But predominantly 4-3-3. We're going to pick a manager. We're going to pick a coach to look after the manager. And then we're going to pick a chairman of our club. That's what we're going to do. Now, the people in the chat, what are you going to do? So we need somebody in the chat to be the representative of the chat. Now, before you dive in and you say, I'll do it. This is your job. This is your job detail. So I'm going to name a goalkeeper. Keith's going to name a goalkeeper. And then we're going to get people in the chat to suggest goalkeepers from fan TV, and the representative is going to put that person forward. All right, we'll give you a couple of seconds and we'll look through all the things, and then we'll ask the representative for a final answer. The three teams will go up against each other in a poll on Twitter and on Instagram tomorrow, because Keith's great at making up all these teams and graphics and all that. He's really good. So we need a representative. So I'm going to let it go there for a minute. Anyone wants to be a representative, try your name in there and I'll pick one at random, and then we'll start the teams. But Keith, it was the idea just to have a bit of crack, wasn't it? And that's what we want to do tonight before we get back into, you know, Jamie saving football tomorrow night. poor Chris has to go through Premier League fixtures. That will probably mean nothing but a weekend. So we thought we'd just jump in quick and get ahead of it, get ahead of the game by having the laugh.
Yeah, it's, you know, look, everybody wants to talk about the stuff that's going on around football, and we feel we've done a fair bit about that, but it is quite, you know, it's quite intense and it's quite heavy, and we just thought, you know, let's just have something a bit different. Let's just do something a bit lighter, something a bit of crack. And as you said, Gav, you know, we're having a bit of laugh here. We're not looking to dig anyone out on this. It's all just a bit of crack. And we just said we'd do something just to lighten the mood a bit, because it is quite, it's quite heavy at the moment. I think everybody is feeling it, from supporters of, you know, not only Liverpool, Manchester United, you know, Arsenal, that everybody is feeling it. Man City fans are probably feeling happy with them doing well in Europe tonight, but, you know, on the whole, a lot of fans are feeling a bit fed up with football at the moment. So we said we just do something for a bit of crack and we'll see how it goes.
Okay. So I'm just looking at the people watching and I'm looking at the names. And can we just pick somebody to be the representative?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if there's anybody volunteering. Somebody, Laura Duffy asks, is there a budget? No, we're not paying any money for these fan TV people to be on our team. No. They're all free transfers. Yeah. They're all free transfers. Kieran Thorne votes for Laura. Laura Duffy. Okay, Laura Duffy is the representative. I don't know if she put herself up for it, but
She's been nominated.
Yeah, that's it. She got the job.
Landslide victory.
She got the job. So Laura Duffy is the representative, right? So basically what happens now is I'm going to pick a goalkeeper. Keith's going to pick a goalkeeper. And then yous are going to throw in stuff for goalkeeper. And then Laura is going to make the final decision based on the people in the chat and what they've done. So it's all on Laura's head, really, your team. So
no pressure.
Yeah. So we're not going on football ability because a lot of these people, I've never seen them play football. You know, I'm going on their personality, what they're like, what they could bring to a football team. I don't know if you've done that. I think I've a good mix. I said it on Twitter earlier that I feel that I think this might be hard to beat, but we'll see. But Keith, I'm going to let you go. Mohammed says, Laura Duffy in the sea says Avo. And Mohammed says, Laura is Karen Brady tonight. Oh, I don't know
that's
if she'd like
harsh.
That.
Yeah, that's I don't a bit know harsh on Laura that. Now.
Well, she might ask for this to be null and voided when we get to the second midfielder, so you never know. So Keith, goalkeeper, four defenders, three midfielders, three attackers, and you can give us a little story about them as to why you picked them if you want. But goalkeeper, who are you going for?
Goalkeeper.
Oh, by the way, sorry, we don't know each other's teams.
We don't know each other's teams. And so we're limiting the amount of day trippers that we're going to be thrown in this. But I'm going off the bat with a day tripper in goal.
Right.
I think goalkeepers have to be a bit mental.
Yeah.
I think they have to be a bit on the mad side. I bet you have the same goalkeeper.
Yeah, I do. I think I do.
Yeah. Right. Phil Casey is in goal for my team. Phil is the custodian. Phil is, he's your typical goalie. He's a head case. I was flipping between him and Davo, who is a very experienced League of Ireland goalkeeper.
Uh-huh.
But Phil is ahead of the ball. And I think for the team, I'm building my team. There's a few characters in here, and I think Phil will be the perfect goalkeeper. I'm expecting Phil to rock up to this team with like a Jorge Campos Mexico goalkeeper kit. I'm expecting him to have pink boots. I'm expecting him to have outrageous goalkeeper gloves and possibly a headband, right? So Phil is just going to be the ideal goalkeeper for this team, and he gets my vote as number one. Maybe a boring pick. Some people will have other ideas. But Phil Casey, number one.
1892 Reds podcast wants Plunkett out off the forced fucking. And Kev O'Sullivan says you need a vocal goalkeeper, to be fair. Now, I had got Phil Casey down, but I'm going to switch, right? Because you did say you have to be a bit mad, correct? You do have to be very vocal. But when I look at me back four, I think Davo. I'm going to go with Davo instead. Davo, of course, at League of Ireland, famously a League of Ireland goalkeeper. Played three times in the League of Ireland, all won all draws, if I remember rightly. Never kept a clean sheet in the League of Ireland. But I'm going to go with Davo because while you have Phil, and he's actually a really good goalkeeper. I had a couple of names in my head. I got Phil Casey, I had Davo, and I had Andy Heaton from the Anfield Rap, who talks a lot about how he's a goalkeeper.
It's a good goalkeeper again, doesn't he, Andy?
Five asides and stuff like that. So you do need a vocal goalkeeper. You have gone for Phil Casey, I'm going for Shane Davern. Andy Heaton of the Anfield Rap misses out. Okay, so Laura should be there. And Laura will have to give us the goalkeeper that she decides. Just while she does, Mr. Slackalot says Shawnee Smichael. A lot of people want Grizz to be in goal. Ali A says Grizz in goal. I don't know about Grizz in goal. He might feature later. Somebody did say will it just be all trippers? No, we're restricted to two day trippers in the whole thing. So throughout the players, manager, coach, and chairman, we are restricted to
It's just a coincidence that there's two really good goalkeepers as part of the Trippers, you know, so I think that's why two of them come off the board early.
Okay, so we're waiting on Laura to give us our final shout. There is coming Dan Jay and somebody else mentioned there, Paul Machen from the Red Men. Of course, he could be tall goalkeeper. Yeah, that's a good one. Let me see. Jonathan Fields, Andy Heaton is too small. Fields not the biggest guy in the world.
Neither is Davo.
No, they're not the biggest guy in the world.
Neither was Shea Given, you know, so...
Okay, so Laura Duffy, wow. Laura Duffy says we are getting a lot of votes for Grizz, so we're going to go with him. Grizz can
Speaking
in goal.
Speaking of small goalkeepers, yeah. Like this.
Grizz in goal.
It's a video.
The only thing is if he has his phone in his, you know, tucked into his shorts and any breaking news happens, he could wander off the pitch. He could wander off the pitch. So Grizz for the listener's choice.
All right. Grizz.
Okay. Keith, you're right back.
Right, me right back. I've gone with someone who I don't think would be a natural right back. Mm-hmm. I've gone for a big personality who I felt had to be in the team. Uh-huh. And I'm going down the Trent Alexander-Arnold road. You know, he's not a right back, but they knew there was a talent there, so they got him in. So I'm going for Mark Albridge in a right back.
Oh, wow. Well. Do you think he'd be happy with that? Go on.
I don't know if he'd be happy with it, but if you sort of plumose him a bit and you tell him, look, Mark, generational talent, Trent Alexander-Arnold, right. You're controlling the game from right full. I think he could get Mark on board. You know, I think he likes
I don't think
to
he
be,
could.
I don't know. I think he's a cerebral assassin. I think Mark Albridge in at right full would be the ideal game changer for me in there. If you tell him he's a game changer, then tell him he's the man to control the game. Mm. I think he'd like that. I think Mark could be the man for right back. And there's other, see, me team is built of other areas that you could have put him in.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going for him in there to add that bit of spice in a right full. So who have you got?
Well, Kieran B says Goldbridge is more Neville than Trent. Dan Jay thinks that Goldbridge may be a left footer. Which
an innovator.
Yeah. What do you call them when you play inverted fullbacks? Yeah. Something like that. I can't believe you've gone for Goldbridge at right back. I've gone for a former guest on one of our shows, and I think she will do a magnificent job at right back. Measured, knows the game, makes good decisions, dependable. It's Emma Sanders. And the reason I put Emma Sanders in at right back is for all them reasons. She'll bring great balance to the side. You know, I watched Emma on the show with Chris a couple of weeks ago, and the way she spoke, knows the game, knows where she needs to be. I think it's a cracking show for right back. And, you know, she's a way better right back than Mark Albridge. There's no doubt about it. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I'm getting all the good stuff here. Oh, shout, Gav. Chris Brack says, great show. Don Robbie at right back. Well, the right back slot is now gone. So we're over to Laura again. So Laura, you can have a look through there and see what the people want for right back. Don Robbie has got a couple of shouts there. Who else? Lee Judges. Don Robbie's not playing right back.
Robbie's your full back. I think the wingers will be having a field day.
Yeah. Robbie will be a good centre back.
Well, we'll get there.
Okay. All right. No problem. I have to keep an eye out for Laura's comment now to let me know. Who else? Only one
Chris
show
Brack
for Don Robbie.
Happy. Chris Brack isn't happy with my team. He thinks I'm getting slapped so far. There's a long way to go in this, Chris.
There is a long way to go.
My team is a cohesive unit, and each area will complement the other.
Okay. Jonathan has Avi in at right back. Avi wouldn't like that. Avi loves the attention. Yeah, he'd be there with his cigar and, you know, he'd be giving it loads.
Yeah, if Avi's not your midfield general, Avi's not playing, he's taking his ball and he's going home. And I'll guarantee you his ball will be the best ball in the park. You know the way you're getting the Cup Champions team or the replica.
He's getting the Derby one, isn't he?
He's getting the €200 Premier League ball.
Yeah, he is. Signed by all the Californian superstars of sport. Yeah. 1892 Red Podcast says, must be hard to see Laura's comment with 116 people watching. It's not that hard. But she hasn't come in with a comment yet. So Laurie, you need to hurry up and give us a right back. But yeah, I can't see Avi a right back. Chris Back says Avi is a number 10. Yeah. Well, I don't know. We mightn't get into either team.
In Avi's head, Avi's a number 10. Avi would be a Riquelme type character or a Pablo Aimar. Give me the ball, watch the magic.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm not going to lie, he's not getting into my team. No offense, Avi.
Laura's come back and she said Toy from AFTV. Is he the guy with the headphones?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he'd be up and down. Good engine on him, I'd say.
Yeah.
He's energy. He's a lot of energy. A lot of energy. So, Toy from AFTV. So far you have Phil Casey and Mark Goldbridge. I have Shane Davern and Emma Sanders, and the listeners have Grizz and Goal and Toy at right back. Okay. Centre back. Your four centre back plays, Keith.
Okay. Don Robbie. Robbie Lyle in a centre back, a big presence in there, no nonsense. I think he's an organiser. I think he's a calm enough head. He lets the madness go on around him, and he can see everything in front of him. I think Robbie would be the ideal centre back, the Virgil van Dijk of my defence.
The calm and influence,
because he surrounds himself with a lot of, no disrespect, but a lot of noise and a lot of mayhem.
Ese último McNugget me toca a mí porque soy la mayor.
¿Y eso qué tiene que ver?
Los mayores se respetan.
Eso no existe, ¿cierto, mamá?
Ya, quédense tranquilas. Aquí hay otra cajita de McNuggets.
Respeto, ¿viste?
No hay rivalidad cuando hay McNuggets deal.
Hay un deal para cada salida familiar en McDonald's. Compra uno de tus favoritos, como unos McNuggets de 10 piezas, una Big Mac, una Quarter Pounder with Cheese o un Filet-O-Fish y te llevas otro por $1. Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. Válido para un producto de igual o menor valor.
On AFTV. And he's always the one, the voice of reason. And I've seen him getting there, dug out by Ray Parler last week.
That was unbelievable.
I thought he'd done well to handle him. So, you know, Robbie's a kill cucumber, that fella. He's definitely in there in my center of the defense for me.
Okay. My four shoe is Ben Johnson from the Anfield Rap.
Yeah,
Ben Johnson is 6'2" big. He's a unit, this fella, an athlete. Knees are going, I think. I've played football with him once, really good talker, good organizer, likes to play football, likes to get it down on the ground. And you know, he keep everyone's spirits up. Ben is the man that does the match ratings for the Anfield Rap, and they're off the wall. So I'm going to go with Ben Johnson, and that's from experience of playing against him when we played against the Anfield Rap in Liverpool a couple of years ago. So Ben Johnson is my first shout there. Barry Carr says John Gibbo from the Anfield Rap reminds me of Razor. Now, Gibbo's a good footballer. I think he's more of a forward man, though. I think he likes, being in front of goal. Laura Duffy, it's up to Laura Duffy now for our first centre back. But
Super Tiger is asking for the formation to decide. It is 4-3-3. We're going with four at the back, three midfielders and three attackers.
Yeah. Ali A wants Don Robbie and Saeed at centre back. Let me see. Kevin Ball wants True Georgie and Don Robbie. That there is the best centre back partnership.
Well,
it's the best that will ever be seen.
Can I move on to that? Because my other centre back is none other than True Georgie. So
is mine.
There you go.
So is mine.
So Laura would want to hurry up and get these centre backs in.
Right. So Laura needs to give us two centre backs, please. Laura, have a look through the comments there and come back with two centre backs. But Keith, you've gone for True Jordy.
Is that physical?
Do you think it's physical? I think it's
authoritative.
Yeah, I think it's somebody that wouldn't let standards slip. I think if you were out of position or you'd done something wrong, he'd let you know. But he's fair at the same time. I don't think he'd just dig you out for the same for just any old reason. You know.
He's going to kick a lump out of you and then, but he's going to pick you up off the ground when you're in a heap.
Yeah. Laura Duffy's gone from Pajak from Redmen. That's one centre back.
Right. Give us another one, Laura.
Yeah, give us another one to go with that. And I don't know if Pajak's a centre half material, but we'll see. We'll see. Kevin Sullivan wanted Pajak at left full. But we've both gone for True Geordie. So I love him. I love him.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love
great.
The fella. I just, do you know what it is? When I thought of him, I did think of all the authority stuff. I thought of him. He did get out, but only for good reason. But yeah. I'd say he's fucking great crack then for a point afterwards or whatever. Probably but doesn't have a drink, it. But I'd say he's great crack after.
True Geordie and Robbie in there. That's a big, big unit at the back. That's tough. That's allowing for the artistry of Goldbridge for me in that right back as well. So, you know, I'm compensating. I'm giving Mark a free run over there, knowing that the other boys will dig him out. And it's good to see Avi's out of bed and in the chat there. And
he says he's number 10. The chances are, Avi, you're going to be number 12 come the end of this in a team of 11. Laura Duffy has come back and she has says to us, she wants True Geordie as the second pick. So far, give us your team so far.
I have Phil Casey, I've got Mark Albridge, True Geordie, and Robbie Lyle.
Okay, I have Shane Davern, Emma Sanders, Ben Johnson, and True Geordie. True Geordie is absolutely in this team.
There's no doubt about it.
He's in every team. Yeah,
choice and all.
And the list so far is Grizz in goal. Toy from AFTV at right back and Chris Pajak and True Geordie at centre half. Okay, on to our left back. Who are you going with?
Right, on to the left backs. Now, what I've done here as well, right, I'm thinking down along the lines of Steve Finnan. I know he's a right back, but that type of dependable, someone that can do it all, right? And I've gone for a person who was on the Anfield rap. I think has now left the Anfield rap, and I've gone with Lizzie Doyle because I think Lizzie Doyle is one of these that spins 100 plates at once and gets a lot of the unseen work done, gets on with it, and would be my Steve Finnan type character in my defence. I reckon Lizzie's nippy as well. I'm not going to lie. I need that bit of pace with me back. My other defenders, I don't think I'm going to get it for them. So I've got my Lizzie Doyle from the Anfield, formerly of the Anfield rap. But that's who I think would be the perfect complement to my defence.
Okay, Stephen Duffy just reckons that Lizzie is lovely. She is. Met her in person. She's a lovely, lovely person. And Barry Carr does say she has gone to the BBC. Yes, she's gone to work for Five Live, I think. But walked a couple of times with Lizzie, met her a couple of times. A nice person, you know me. Yeah, she's been on the show as well. She's absolutely extremely helpful when you ask her for anything or to come on a show or whatever. She's
very accommodating and things like that. And that's what I mean. I think she's the type of person that can, you know, dictate and organise. So I need that sort of organisation in my team.
Okay. Ali A says Terry Fleur's left back. I don't know about left back. Terry to me would be, I think he'd work well in the midfield, maybe. Kumar says Harry Samil for left back. Harry, of course, the Arsenal man. And news on Harry today. You know, he's found out he's having a new baby. There's a baby on the way, and it's a girl, apparently. So congratulations to Harry as well on that. My left back. Now, I made up a whole story in my head about this, right? So people, get your left backs in. Because Laura Duffy will have to pick one in a couple of minutes, okay? So get them in there. My left back, there's a whole story about this. So the person I've gone for in my head is somebody that's a good player, but just didn't have the right manager, a bit unsure about his career and where it was going. And then a manager comes in and just sparks him into life and suits him down to the ground. And I'm going to go with Joe Wayman from All Leeds TV. Right.
So in my head,
Joe has been going through his career, you know, wanted to do more on the pitch rather than just be a left back, but Bielsa comes in and shows him the way, and he's up and down. He's like Leeds version of Andy Robbo. I've seen Joe, he dresses in Under Armour stuff a lot, so he must run around a lot. He dresses in all the gear, so he looks like he can move. Now Joe will probably tell you he can't move 10 feet without, you know, blowing. But I'm gonna go with Joe Wayman, because I think with Emma on one side being dependable and, you know, knows our job, knows everyone else's job around her and won't make mistakes, Joe is the one that will maraud forward and, you know, won't be afraid to do so, and will have just that energy and gusto about him because he's been released in this making up life I've made from by Bielsa. All right. Yeah. So I'm gonna go with that. Let me see. has Laura come back with a left back? If she has, just shout it in there and let me know.
People are going for Andy Young for left back.
Andy is all left foot.
Notorious left back as well. But I don't know if we could. We've already used up our day trip, our quota on a goalie. It'd be a shame to finish it off on the defence.
Yeah, so we're waiting on Laura to pick us at left
Laura
back.
Laura is going for Matt Hayes at left back. In Matt an almost Hayes. Wing back role. I can only assume they're going for Matt as a dependable left back. Yeah, I like the idea of that.
Okay.
Yeah,
Matt. So Matt Hayes from the Tottenham blog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good shout.
Matt Hayes. Okay, I suppose if you have Toy on one side, Moulton, yeah. Matt Hayes could do a job, because we hear this a lot about the fullbacks, don't we, in football? Like, yeah, one goes, one stays, you know, and they have a balance between them. So Laura Duffy's gone for Matt Hayes off the Tottenham blog, eyeing as left back. Okay, so far I have Davo, Emma Sanders, Ben Johnson, True Jordy, and Joe Wayman. The listeners have Grizz, Toy, Chris Pajak, True Jordy, and Matt Hayes. And you have
Phil Casey, Mark Goldbridge, True Jordy, Robbie, and Lizzie Doyle.
Okay. Red Steve thinks that Matt is a good pick. He's only about 20. His lungs will still work. That is actually the way to look at things.
Yeah, true.
Looking at midfield, Kieran Thorne says the midfield three has to be Harry Samu, Ben Haynes, and Shawnee Lawson. We'll see. Okay. So on to our midfielders. Now, I can tell you, I've done a defensive midfielder and two central midfielders, a bit like Liverpool do it. I've gone down that route, but I'll let you go first on your fourth centre midfielder, I suppose.
Yeah, similar to what you're saying, I've gone with a midfield three with a defensive midfielder at the base. I've gone with an enforcer in front of him and then a pest on one side of him. So I've sort of tried to mix it up a bit. So in the sitting midfield role, I've gone for Mr. Callum Sanderson. And I've gone for Callum, as Callum is cool as they come. I think he doesn't get flustered. And while we could go for a Mascherano type in there, I think having the sort of the calming influence of Callum at the base of me midfield sets me up nicely, because he's going to be taking balls off. I don't know if True Jordy and Robbie are ball playing centre backs. So just give it in. Just play it in there. Give it to Cal and let Cal do the damage. See where we go from there.
Okay. Laura Duffy, there's loads of people throwing in shouts for the fourth midfielder, so you'll have loads to pick from. Have a look through all the names there, Laura, while you're going, and pick out three as you go along and make it easier for us come the end. So what I'll do is I'll get Laura's three at the end, all right? My defensive midfielder, I thought we're crossing over again, is Lizzie Doyle. Yes. So, and do you know what this is? I listened to the Anfield Wrap on Friday. It was an AFQ they were doing. Lizzie was there. It was a last show, stuff like that. But a lot of words that were said about her was, you know, so organised and makes decisions really well and looks after other people and stuff like that. And I'm thinking of the spine of the team here. So with True Jordy and Ben Johnson there and Lizzie Doyle in front, they will look after, you know, Emma Sanders and Joe Wayman on the other side, getting forward and doing their job. So Lizzie Doyle as my central defensive midfielder, 100%. Red Steve says she's too nice to be a DM. I don't know about that. I think she's not afraid to get stuck in. No doubt about that. I think she can cover the ground. I think she'd be an excellent defensive midfielder. And I'm very happy with that choice. Very, very happy with that. So, you've gone with Callum. I've gone with Lizzie.
We'll wait and see what Laura comes back with from the chat. But there was other names. Now, I'll give away. A lot of people are saying Ben Haynes. I considered Ben in that role myself in the midfield. Again, I'm always looking for somebody that's, the thinking man's defensive midfielder. But I went for Callum over Ben. And there's a few other names getting thrown in that will pop in. Oh, hold on a minute. Laura's come back with a midfield three.
Of Harry Samu, Jamie Holm, and Callum.
The Housewives' favourite, Jamie Holm, gets a shout.
Yeah. Harry I think that might have been Chris Brack's suggestion, but she's gone with it. Jamie Holm. And who else did she say? Callum. Okay. So I've gone for Lizzie Doyle. They have their three midfielders in. We have one each. So yeah. Give me your other two centre midfielders.
Right. I've gone with Turkish as my enforcer in there because I like Turkish. I like what he brings to the table. He's a no-nonsense character. He has a cracking beard. I don't think, the beard game doesn't get recognised enough. And I just think Turkish in there will give me the balance from, you know, what Callum will offer. We'll get the not saying Turkish is an aggressive guy, but he's the more intimidating in my midfield. And I've also gone, again, we're going to talk about crossover. I've gone with Joe Wayman in my midfield as my pest. Yeah, okay. As my midfield pest. Interestingly, on the left-hand side, so just in front of where you would have him. But like that, I think Joe is the... For the same reason, I think that you had him. He's busy. You know what I mean? He's just going to be in there, and he's going to be popping up. I have him in there as an annoyance. No offense, Joe. Just busy getting in around, kicking lumps. And now that I see who the listeners have gone for, you know, Jamie, Callum, and Hardy. You know, it's an intimidating enough midfield that they're going with. So yeah. I'm happy enough that Callum, Turkish, and Joe can do the business for me.
Okay, Callum must have heard on the bat phone that his name got mentioned loads. He says, I love you guys. Callum, I don't know if that's to me and Keith, or just forget me and Keith. It's all the people in the chat that are saying hello to him. Loads of people are getting shout. Drifty and Matt Coppish in the front three.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Drifty as a possible centre back in my team.
Did you?
Just as a sort of a wordy.
I had Matt as a goalkeeper because Matt's mad.
Yeah.
Matt's mad.
Like,
he's mental. The night you come onto that quiz is done. We're still waiting on the second leg, by the way. and we won't let you away with it. But we're actually looking to have your YouTube license revoked for the start of next season if you don't get the second leg sorted. Copish. But Matt is, I was in fits laughing listening to that fella. He is so fucking funny. Ali A wants Stephen O'Connor wants Rob Gutman. Gutman wouldn't be arse running around the pitch.
Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package, but that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated, and right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry before they're all gone.
I think I'm too old. Rob Gutman, maybe an administrator role for Rob, but
okay. Let's see. Callum says that the second leg is coming. When? You know what I mean? Like, is it this year? What is it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The boys are going to go. I can't even remember who's on our team. Was it Grizzin? Sean,
yeah.
I think, they did offer to send the kids, which was me and Keith, for the second leg, but that's the way it goes. Let me see. So, you have, give me those three again.
Midfielders. I have Callum sitting in the hole. I have Turkish and Joe in front of him.
Okay.
Very good midfielder.
Right, so I have Lizzie Doyle. Who's organising everything. She's the Fabinho of my side, in my opinion. You know, just sees everything, does it. No, I've no issues there, like so solid. Callum's getting another shout from me, but I'm going to go with Callum Sanderson in our centre midfield. And you see, I'm looking at it as a midfield that will control you, harass you, win the ball, and then we go from there. So I'm going with Callum Sanderson, all right? And I'm going with a guy that was on a show last week, so I'm going with Flawless. To play in that midfield. Yeah. Okay. And I just think between those three, I think you have control. I think you have there's a destruction in there as well, you know, because Callum's a lovely fella and he's nice a lot, but I'd say he's a little bollocks when he wants to be, you know what I mean? And I'm counting on Callum to be like that, you know. I don't want him to come out because he's just the nicest guy in me, but I want him to be an absolute fucker when he's playing for me. And I think we could get him to that sort of level. We could upset him enough to go out there and go mental. So I'm putting Callum in there. And I'm putting Flawless in there because I think Flawless, I think he'd be similar to Callum, whereas I think Callum would be more direct running. I think Flawless will have that bit of guile about him as well. So I'm going with Callum, Sanderson from Coppish. I'm going with Flawless. And I'm going with Lizzie Doyle. And I'm sorry, but nobody's going near that midfield.
I beg to differ.
I know you do.
And I see people in the chat are looking for Chris Brack to get into the team. I can't speak for you, Gav, but Chris could be joining Avi on the spectators bench, not even the substitutes bench.
Yeah, water boys. That's what happens.
Someone has to do it.
Let me see what else have we got in there. Craig Holden from the Anfield Agenda gets a mention. You never know. Yeah. He could end up as one of the last couple of players here or part of the backroom team. Let me see. Coppish says smash the like button. This is a brilliant idea. We came up with this, me and Keith, on our own. No messing.
What do we do?
Two Egypts. We did it. Listen.
You know what? There's a good point in there. Mr. Slackalot puts in a good point there. Yeah. Just tell Callum that they stole his apple juice. Now,
yes. Or
I didn't consider the fact that I'm gonna have to supply apple juice. So
But we mightn't have to supply apple juice. Right, because we've enough names in there that I might get as a deal with apple juice, right? But if Callum knew he had apple juice, it might, you know, the way when you get something and you go, "Oh, I have it now," and you slack off, what we tell Callum is that, listen, you don't fucking do it today, that contract's gone, you won't be getting it, barred from all Tesco's as well. Do you know what I mean? So, because he buys it down in Tesco.
Now, the worry I'm having with the apple juice as well is, I don't know if the drug test comes in afterwards, if Callum is masking any sample with 16 litres of apple juice.
Excess apple juice.
I don't want any question marks over my victory in this. So I'm starting to look at Callum now and I'm losing confidence in me midfield anchor here.
Kieran B says, just have a load of Sidona as backup. He'll know the difference. He's an absolute,
he's a
connoisseur of apple juice. Like, there hasn't been an apple juice that he hasn't tried. It's amazing. Yeah. And do you ever see the size of the bottles he has? He'd be massive. What I mean? It's not a glass of apple juice. He's dashing 5 litres into him. So, we're through on midfield. So, I have Shane Davern in goal, Emma Sanders right back, Ben Johnson and True Geordie at centre back, Joe Wayman at left back, Lizzie Doyle, Callum Sanderson, and Flawless as my midfield three. And the listeners have Grizz in goal, Toy at right back, Chris Pajock centre half with True Geordie, Matt Hayes left back, Harry Samu, Jamie Holm, and Callum Sanderson. Callum's in every team here.
And True Geordie.
Yeah, in every team. And that's their midfield so far. So we're down to our three forwards. So Keith, in any order, please.
No problem. Can I just highlight that Grizz is the goalkeeper for the listeners?
Yeah. Oh, will be well highlighted. His picture, his short will be bigger than the rest of the teams when it comes out of the team. Just so people don't miss it.
Yeah, that's okay. I just wanted to get that in. Right, so the front three. Again, build your team around it. You can just throw characters in if you want. I've gone centre forward. I'm going to go with my wingers first, right? So, again, it's another crossover here. On the left wing, I have Toy from AFTV as well for the same reasons that I think he's nimble and nippy. I think, you know, he's got a lot of twitch about him. He's got a lot going on. I like that he wears multiple headphones. I'm on board with that sort of thing. And I just think Toy could be the diminutive winger that my team needs. Now, we'd be playing in front of Lizzie Doyle, and he'd have Joe Wayman on that side as well. So
yeah.
I don't think he'll have to worry about his defensive responsibilities.
Okay.
I think he'd be given a license to just, you know, hit that David Rowcastle style as representing Arsenal. You know, I think an old school winger, hit that wing and get the delivery in. So I'm going with Toy as me first.
Okay, no worries. And you're putting them on the right hand side, eh?
I'm putting them on the left hand side.
The left hand side.
Left hand side, yeah.
Okay. My first attacker, And the way I've thought about the attack is because my midfield is so solid in Lizzie Doyle, has an absolutely raging Callum Sanderson in it because apple juice is on the line, and Flawless, who's just floating and working hard but has that lovely bit of flair about him. My forward line, although they'll play right, left and centre, I'm looking for real impact on the sides, but an absolute goal getter. It's all going to be on the person in the middle, and the person in the middle I'll do last. But my first one up front will be Turkish. I'm going to put Turkish up front. I think, and I'm going to put him down the right hand side, because if I put him down the right hand side, he has a freedom to be destructive with Emma Sanders there, with Callum Sanderson there, and of course Lizzie Doyle backing it all up. So I'm going to go with Turkish down the right hand side of a front three. Laura Duffy has a huge job on her hands here, but Laura, if you can have a look through those comments and pick us out three forwards that you want to put in this side while we're having a chat over airs. So I've gone with Turkish down the right hand side. You have gone with Toy down the left hand side.
Yeah.
Okay. So who are you going down the right hand side, please?
Now, again, I'm going with old school wingers that are nippy and small and diminutive, because me centre forward is going to be an old school centre forward, right? So okay. I've gone for Craig Hannon of the Anfield Rap.
No, he is.
Me other winger.
He won't last.
Well, I'll bring Avi off the bench for him after 15.
Okay. No worries.
But I'm going
no
for Craig, because I think Craig is, again, I'm looking for high character players in my team as well. And similar to Lizzie at the Anfield Rap, I think Craig is a man who spins a lot of plates. And I think, again, up and down that flank, forget about the knees.
Right.
We'll get him alone of a knee.
Terrible
knees,
nice fella.
Yeah.
Terrible nice fella.
And he's going to be, see where I see he's going to be in front of Goldbridge in my team. And I think, I'm not saying Goldbridge has an ego, but I'd like to think he does. And I'd like to think that Mark will go in there as me rifle and will be demanding the number 10 jersey. Do you know what I mean? So I think Craig might be the man to just get back and help him out. You know what I mean? When Mark Goldbridge is going up to the edge of the box looking for the scraps and he's me rifle, I think Craig might have the nous to get back and cover him. So I'm looking for someone that can sort of have that bit of brain to cover the rogue element that me right back.
Okay, no worries. I'm going for Lee Chappie down the left-hand side of me. Now, a lot of people would say, he looks like Jamie Vardy, should be through the middle. No, because you see, if you have Turkish down one side who's physical, holds onto the ball, you know, you're not getting it off him. A bit like Zidane. Now, I've made the similarity there between Turkish and Zinedine Zidane. Turkish, if you're listening, just send the money in the post, my brother. But Lee Chappie down the left, that's just explosiveness. And I think with Joe Wayman behind him, overlapping and looking to do, they'll just try to cause mayhem down there. Be mental over that side of the pitch. You know, it'd be mental. But I'm definitely going with Lee Chappie down the left-hand side. Because with both of those either side of the striker, I'm going to give you, you have your physicality, you've guile, you have that power coming in from behind with Callum and Flawless. It's made for it. And if they get chances, they'll score. But if they create, which I think they will, it'll be made for this person I'm going to put down the middle.
Okay. Has Laura got any names in yet?
No. We're waiting on Laura. I don't think she has. I've been keeping an eye there.
We give it time.
No, she has just to give us three names in the next couple of minutes.
Yeah.
So, who's up front for you?
Right. So, I'm going for a target man, right?
Right.
Up front. I'm going for Craig Holden of the Anfield Agenda, right?
Okay.
And I'm going for Craig because, I don't know Craig, you know, I don't know him from Adam. He seems a very much a tunnel vision kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
I want my centre forward to gobble up the goals. Okay, you know what I mean? I'm not looking for Bobby Firmino.
You're looking for a killer.
Yeah, a ruthless. Okay. Get the ball into him and it's going in. Do you know what I mean? And I just think, you know, every great team must have a bald Irish man in it, and I can't put myself
okay,
in.
Okay, yeah. I know you're going with this, yeah.
Going for the next best thing. But I think Craig getting in there, no nonsense, boom.
Okay.
He'll miss two, and it won't affect him. Bang, in for the third one, with the two wingers supplying him. I think
Okay.
You know, it's all about the team.
Okay, so you're looking for somebody just to be in front of goal, ask no questions, shoots. Yeah. Doesn't look to be laying it off to nobody. Doesn't look to be doing anything like that. He just wants very goals. Okay, yeah. Good shout.
That's what I'm going.
So, Laura Duffy, give us three names. You have about 1 minute to make your mind up. And listen, don't be minding. Like, take them into consideration, but pick them yourself if you want. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let me see. Ali A says,
Laura
Gav.
Has Laura given us three names? Yep.
Right. Where is it? Come on. Click it up. Curtis Shaw, Georgia Stevens, and Matt Coppish. Okay. Curtis Shaw. I'm just writing these down, Laura, so I don't forget them. Georgia Stevens. I think you're writing them down as well, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Georgia Stevens is a great show. And Matt Coppish. Okay. That's their team complete for the moment. They still have three more people to pick. Laura has huge, huge decisions to make in the next 10, 15 minutes. So my centre forward, I'm a bit like you. I'm looking for somebody that, you know, goal getter. Yeah. Just in the box, because you have speed one side of you, you have a bit of guile and physicality the other side of you, and there's going to be loads dropping. We'll ask no questions, you know. And it's Sophie Richardson. The Manchester United fan that has her own channel. I think it's called Hairdryer Treatment. She's been on this show. She's been on one of our shows a couple of times. Really nice person. Really great to talk to. But she plays football. I know she plays football because she's told us. So Sophie Richardson. Sophie Rico, she's known as. I'm presuming it's Richardson. So I am going with Sophie Richardson up front. And again, I'm just looking at I'm a bit like you, a killer. It's somebody that's just going to be in the middle of goal, and you know, people will think, "Oh, she's nice. Is she this? She's not. She's just burying goals. No missing.
Which you have to have. We think, you know, you can overthink it, and you can want your forwards doing too much. I don't. I want my forwards to get the goals, and I want my forwards to be shouting at me wingers and me midfield to get the ball in, put it in the mixer, bang.
So Super Tiger says we need to pick two commentators and three pundits for a halftime discussion. Now, I'm not going to put that pressure on Laura Duffy. So Super Tiger, because you've suggested it, me and Keith will think something up. I want you, by the end of this show, when it comes to that, at the very end, I want you to give us two commentators and three pundits, because in fairness, Laura Duffy's done an amazing job on giving us the team, and she has three more picks. But Super Tiger, when I give you the shout, you are going to tell us who the commentators and three pundits are. Okay, so just to recap, my team, the best one, by the way, Shane Davern in goal, Emma Sanders, Ben Johnson, True Geordie, and Joe Wayman as a back four. Midfield of Lizzie Doyle holding the fort, Callum Sanderson, orange or apple juice mental, in midfield, along with Majestic Flawless. Up front, I have Lee Chappie, I have Turkish, and I have Sophie Richardson. That's my 11. The listener's 11 is Grays and Goal, Toy, right back, Chris Pajak, the True Geordie, and Matt Hayes as your back four. Harry Simeu, Jamie Holm, Callum Sanderson in the midfield, and Curtis Shaw, Georgia Stevens, and Matt from Coppish up front. Keith, what's yours?
Mine is Phil Casey in goal, Mark Oldbridge at right back, True Geordie and Robbie at centre back, Lizzie Doyle at left back.
Okay, parachutes ready.
Boy, the things I go through to get auto loan rates as low as 0.99% APR for 60 months on new vehicles with PenFed.
You are aware that you don't have to be a military member to save hundreds on your auto loan, aren't you? Anyone can join PenFed.
As someone terrified of heights, I probably should have looked into that.
Probably.
Drop me off at the shore.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/autos or call 1-800-247-5626. Advertised rates available through the PenFed car buying service. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
We've got Callum holding the midfield together with Turkish and Joe Wayman in front of him. And I've got Craig Hannon and Toy from AFTV supplying the bullets for Craig holding up front.
Okay, nice one. So that's our 11s. Now, first topic, manager. Well, okay, you need a manager to keep all this knit together to you know, get them on the straight and narrow, get them ready, you know, G them up, yeah. All that sort of stuff. So who are you going for as a manager? Laura Duffy,
right.
Get looking at managers. Go. Yeah.
Now, what I've done here, right, is I've gone for a manager in the sort of Harry Redknapp mold and the Dave Bassett mold, right? I've gone for Gibbo.
Okay.
I've gone for Gibbo.
Yeah.
Gibbo, I don't think, is a hard taskmaster.
No, you'd have a great night out after. Win, lose, or draw.
In afterwards.
Yeah, so absolutely he does, yeah.
My coach will be more reflective of the hard R sort of line, you know, get the work in. But Gibbo will be the man that'll be sort of rocking in, picking the team, and letting the coach be the ghillie to go out and run all these around the pitch. So it's John Gibbons for me is the manager of this team. He knows how to be serious, but it's all about the form.
Okay. So just to let you know, Super Tiger wants two commentators and three people, analysts or whatever, pundits for the after match stuff. We are allowed one more day tripper. Okay, we're allowed one more day tripper. We're letting it happen. Red Steve wants Akko. Let me see. Duncan from Cop Talk TV has been thrown in there. Macker says it has to be Shawnee. Jonathan says Grizz has to be the manager. There's loads coming in. I'm surprised we got this amount of people watching this. I'm being honest with you. Shawnee says he would have made a great centre-half. He would have. But the knees get to Shawnee. When he gets those knee replacements, Shawnee will be unbelievable. Like
Shawnee would have loved him to be Paddy Lawson. If we're talking about Lawson, centre-backs here with a bit of height. Paddy Lawson, 6'7". A tank of a man.
Running around with a fucking angle grinder. It would have been. So we're looking at two comms and three pundits, aren't we, as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Laura Duffy, get in as your, if you can get your manager into us ASAP. My manager is Grizz Khan. He's the only man for the job. You know, famously manager of El Nino FC in the something district and Park Lake, in some side of London, east, west, north, south. I don't know where it was. Yeah. But Grizz went as far one day to prove this to me, that he was sending me photos of team sheets of, like, you know, like when you get to a final and you walk into the dressing room and there's a little page pinned to the wall saying El Nino versus such and such in some cup semi-final. He went all the way. So Grizz Khan 100% is my manager. You know, he'd be serious enough, but I think he'd have a good balance. But I think Grizz trying to watch all these players play and all those personalities, he might lose the plot a little bit, and that's all. I'm all in for that. So Grizz Khan would be my manager. You have John Gibbons. Laura Duffy, we're waiting on to give us our manager. Okay. Yeah. If people can watch out for Laura Duffy's answer, and we will move on to our coach.
Yeah. Now I'll start off here. My coach is Grizz Khan.
Okay.
For the reasons that, you know, the El Nino record speaks for itself. And I don't believe they won all they won and had the success they had by Grizz's management. I think Grizz is the type that will get out, and if he tells you to do something, he'll show you how to do it on the training ground. He doesn't send his troops out with a half-arsed message. Grizz isn't some politician that just likes to give out sound bites. You know, Grizz puts his troops into the trenches and he goes in with them. So Grizz is my coach.
Okay. Laura Duffy, sorry, she has put in the answer. Neil Atkinson, manager. We're also getting calls for Nilo for Punda and Shawnee as commentator. Keep them on board there, Laura. Keep them on board and we will get to them at the end. We're going to name them all together. We're going to name our two commentators together and we're going to name our three pundits together. So Laura, if you would go up the list there and throw it at us when we tell you to. I have Grizz as manager. You have Gibbo as manager.
Yeah.
You have Grizz as coach.
Yeah.
The listeners have Neil Atkinson, okay, as their manager. We have to get a coach in now. So, Laura, you need to get a coach into us. My coach is Robbie from AFTV.
Okay.
The reason that is because he'll put a lid on Grizz if needs be. You know, like you said earlier, you've seen Ray Parler. Ironically, telling Robbie that he does stuff to look for attention while Ray Parler's sitting on a radio station looking for attention. So Robbie just listens, takes it all in, and then proceeds to tell you what's going on. He would be a perfect foil for Grizz, because I think Grizz will get quite animated, quite, you know, throwing stuff around, and he will, because Grizz has not a short temper, he gets very animated very quickly, and I think Robbie will level him off. I think he will level him off very, very, very easily. So I'm going to go with Robbie Loyal from AFTV as my coach. We're waiting on a coach from Laura Duffy. If everyone can keep a name out, or keep an eye out, Keith, you do the same.
Yeah.
Okay. So
there's just throw out that Stephen Duffy in the chat is doing a lot of love for Sophie Rose as well. He must be a big fan.
Who's
of Sophie
Rose?
Sophie does be on AFTV. He's nominating her for loads of
everything. Okay.
Right. Everything and everything. Stephen is a big fan, clearly, of Sophie
okay.
Rose.
Okay.
So fair play.
We'll see what we can do. Right. Let me see. So, Keith, you are going to have to give us your chairman. Okay. Right. So what I want you to do is, I have just an alarm going off here, just in the house. So I'm going to go for 2 seconds. If you want to tell the people your chairman, and if you want to get Laura's answer for coach and chairman.
Oh, Laura has her answer for coach in there.
Okay.
Teddy Flowers is the coach for the okay. Peebles team.
Right, so you want to get a chairman offer and your chairman, and I'll be back with mine. 1 second.
Yeah, right. So, Laura, if you can throw the suggestions in there for the chairman, and we'll get it. So, with the chairman, what are we looking for here? Somebody that can oversee the whole operation. So, start thinking who would be good candidates. I'll wait till Gav comes back till we see who he has. But, you know, it's a bit of crack, but you can see how the teams are lining up. You know, myself and Gav have both gone for Grizz in a non-playing capacity, which I think was a good choice, whereas the listeners have Grizz in goal, which I just think is hilarious. It's a great show, but I don't know about that. There's names flying in there. Chairman Chris Bratt getting a shout as the chairman. Chris has that sensibleness about him, all right. Now here's Gav back. Right, I haven't done is he back on you? He still isn't. I haven't done the chairman stuff yet. I said it away for you. So I've just been rabbiting on there. So
sorry, right. there was an alarm beeping here, and if you leave a beep for so long, the house explodes.
They go
My
chairman, right? I've gone for
Gav has gone to Google Sophie Rose. He won't come back. I'm telling you, says Mohammed. I'll have to look up Sophie Rose. I don't know who Sophie Rose is, so but she's got a lot of love in here tonight for some reason.
And look, it's all a bit of crack, isn't it? It's all just
exactly.
It's all just a bit of bleeding. I don't know Sophie myself, but
right,
she used to be popular. So for the chairman, right, what I've done is I've gone for somebody that I think, you know, I've gone with a manager who play fast and loose, and Gibbo, who's just all about, you know, team spirit and camaraderie. Mm-hmm. But you need somebody in charge of the whole operation. You need somebody to be somebody that has the whole big picture in mind. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For all that Gibbo will be a wild card and having a few beers, I don't want them running away with the bar tab getting out of control. So I need somebody that stays on top of the numbers.
Uh-huh.
I'm going for Anfield Index's very own Mo Chatra as my chairman.
Oh, that's a show.
Because I just think Mo Chatra knows this game. And I think if anybody can break down what's needed to get this team, the dream team, the allies from Escape to Victory, over the line, I think Mo Chatra is the man, so that's who I've gone with.
Okay, that is a shout and a half, I have to be honest with you. It's one of the shouts of the night, it really is. So we're waiting on a chairman for the listeners, aren't we? My chairman, again, a good mix of, like, Gray's gone mad, Robbie's settling them down, but somebody in between that's very sensible but really good, really a bit mental at times as well, and really good fun. I'm going for Rob Gutman from the Anfield Rappers, me chairman. Yeah. I think he'd be perfect. I think he has a great mix of let's have a laugh, but at the same time, he'll keep everything on the straight and narrow as well. When it comes to players, managers, coaches, whoever it might be, if Sophie Rose is trying to bunk into the stadium or whatever, he'll look after. So, because she's clearly going to be somewhere according to this chat. So I'm going to go with Rob Gutman as me chairman. I think I tried to think of a good mix between those three, because they will have to work together, won't they? You know, the chairman, the coach, the manager, they'll all have to work together and get on. So, yeah.
Chairman interfering in team tactics and transfers.
I don't think he'll interfere. I think he'll put people in that place and then let them do as they feel at times. That probably is a contradiction in itself, but I think it'll work. Team Coppish says, Mo is a cheat code. He'd break down the opposition in public and then execute the game plan. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If the team does have to go out and buy a big shop, Mo Chatter will break it down into all sorts of elements of what oil you were in, how much you spent, and what the effects will be 6 months down the road, because he's unbelievable when it comes to figures.
It looks like Laura has nominated Chris Brack, the man of the people. I'm assuming that's as chair.
Okay, Chris Brack as chairman. He's got his way in there.
Yeah,
Avi's going to be fuming. Avi is, isn't he? Yeah. He's going to be absolutely fuming. Dan Jay says Phil Casey is chairman to lead us into the ESL. We'll rake it in. He'll probably turn it down on moral grounds. He'll tell them to keep the money.
And, if that got popular opinion, Phil would be automatically against it. So you don't want Phil.
Yeah, if you told Phil that he's had to be voted in as the chairman of this football club, he would immediately want out. Okay. Yeah. And then if you tell him that our jerseys are made by Nike, he would, you know, no way
is
that.
He's not having it.
Yeah. And if we're playing with a round ball as opposed to an American football, he's definitely not turning up.
Yeah.
So that's it. Chris Brack has promised not to let us down. Will you better not? Shawnee Lawson wants, let me see, Andy Young as chairman. Well, Andy, of course, told me a couple of weeks ago his next step in life will be into politics. So he won't have time to be the chairman of a football club. So there you go. So listeners, you have got this down to Grizz, Toya right back, Pajak, True Geordie centre back, Mahe is left back, Harry Samu, Jamie Holm, Callum Sanderson in midfield, Curtis Shaw, Georgia Stevens and Matt from Coppish up front. You have Neil Atkinson as your manager. You have Terry Flewers as your coach. And you have Chris Brack as your chairman. I have Shane Davern in goal, Emma Sanders, Ben Johnson, True Geordie, Joe Wayman as a back four, Lizzie Doyle, Callum Sanderson and Flawless in midfield. And I have Lee Chappie, Turkish and Sophie Richardson up front, with Grizz as my manager, Robbie Loyal as my coach, and Rob Gutman as my chairman. Now, Super Tiger apparently has already posted the commentators and stuff like that, so we might be able to go back up and find them. But if you haven't, Super Tiger, if you want to throw them all in at the same time, two commentators, three pundits, Keith, two commentators.
Right. I'm going with Neil Atkinson as one of them, because I think he's a wordsmith. He has a way with words.
Uh-huh.
I think Neil could talk you through a game.
Uh-huh.
And another person who's a wordsmith is Trevor Downey. So I'm going to go with Trevor Downey of Anfield Index fame.
Uh-huh.
As another commentator, because, you know, words, Gav, words. That's what it's all about.
Okay, no worries. Right, two commentators for me are, I'm going with, and I'd love to see this mix, I really would, right? So I'm going for Pete Selby from For Fuck's Sake podcast, okay?
Yeah.
The reason being, Pete is so level-headed, so not talk so well, thinks about the game, never raises his voice. He's just gives his opinion, good, bad, or indifferent, and he keeps it at a professional level. And so that's Pete Selby for me, and my co-commentator is Shawnee Lawson. Right? Now, I'm not saying Shawnee doesn't know his football. I'm not saying he doesn't have opinions, but Shawnee goes fucking rasher, right? So I can just imagine Pete Selby there going through the game, tight offside call. Oh, you never know. Let's have a look. And Shawnee gone fucking mad. So Shawnee Lawson gets in there for me as the co-com on that. While Pete Selby tries to, you know, empty water out of this sinking boat, because Shawnee's gone absolutely mental, hanging off the gantry, abusing people. So
Pete's apologising constantly for Shawnee's bad language, isn't he?
Yeah. And Shawnee's saying, shut up, Pete, I'll say what I want. Right, the two commentators for you then are Atkinson and Downey. For me, it's Selby and Lawson. And Shawnee Lawson said he'd be sacked after a week. He'd have the Watershed games. One in the morning.
You'd be hooked off at half time.
The warm up, where they're announcing the teams. But where's Super Tiger gone? Is he giving us these commentators or what? I don't think he has. Super Tiger, throw them in your two commentators.
Tiger, hold on.
Yeah, have you got him? Okay, commentators. Hugh Wizzy calling out the frauds during the game. Who's Hugh Wizzy?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to find out who he is. And Paul Machen, energy and that giggle when a goal goes in. Pundits, Atkinson, Norwich fan, TV lad, and Dan Kennett. Okay. So he has, let me see.
I have to write this down.
So he has Hugh Wizzy. Okay. He has Machen. And then he has Norwich fan TV lad. We'll have to get a name off him. And he has. Oh, no, hold on. He can't have Atkinson.
He can't have
Atkinson. Atkinson's already the manager. So he has Norwich. And Norwich, he has Dan Kenny. Okay. So you have to pick one more for Super Tiger. You're going to have to pick somebody else. Hugh Wizzy, I have to look him up.
I'm going to write him
at the top of the page here to look up.
Shawnee reckons he'd be a soundboy pundit if anything. Well, get working on the soundboy channel.
Shawnee'd be clipped up to bits, he would.
Yeah, people will be telling their kids about that one time this fella commentated on a match and got pulled off after 20 minutes.
Turn off your laptop. We're on staycation.
I'm on TotalWine.com. They have so many rosés, chardonnays, and proseccos. It feels like a real vacation.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, ridiculously low prices. Total Wine and more.
Yeah.
He had to pretend he was sick.
The Royal Squad committee ended up at the back of a Black Mariah. Roy. So let me see. I have Pete Selby and Shawnee Lawson. You have yours. We'll get them all called out in a minute. So the two commentators for the listeners are Hugh Wizzy and Machen. And then we have Dan Kennett, some guy from Norwich Fan TV, if anyone knows his name. And Super Tiger has to come in with one more because he can't have Neil Atkinson, because Neil Atkinson is manager of the listeners club. So Super Tiger, we need to introduce more analysis during the halftime chat. Just give me a name. Who are you going with?
Hugh Wizzy's an Arsenal fan. I don't know the fella.
He's one I haven't heard of. So super.
He's getting a lot of love in the chat, in fairness.
Yeah, I'm going to look him up. So let me see. I have my two comments. So have you got your three pundits?
I've two nailed on, right? Mm-hmm. So I've got Terry Flowers playing the Roy Keane role. And I've got Ben Jono from the Anfield Rap playing the anti-Roy Keane role. I just think, you know, that as all punditry must be, there has to be Liverpool and Manchester United based. Mm-hmm. And then I've gone with my third one. I've gone for a young lady called Kendall Rowan, who was a Newcastle fan, just to spice her up. I've seen Kendall on a couple of shows. I think she talks very well and isn't afraid to lash some of these lads out of it. So that's who I've gone with as my punditry team in the gantry.
Okay. Have we got our last one in? Have we got our last one in from... Keep an eye there, will you? And see if you can find the last pundit for the listeners. Dan J says Terry Flowers would definitely piss people off. Let me see. Anything else? Drifty as a pundit, he got wild. Yeah, that's true. My three pundits. So you'd probably want a lead man, wouldn't you? And then you'd want two talking to him. So my lead man would be our lead woman, I suppose. It's a difficult one.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I had someone in my head and I've completely gone out of my head.
If it's not Sophie Rose, I think half of this chat are going to blade and go.
Okay. Sophie Rose. Right. She can be the lead person. Right. So Sophie Rose. There's another. It's gone completely out of my head. I'm trying to think of his name. Oh my God.
Sean, he's thrown in Lee Judges from Arsenal Fan TV. He is excellent. He is excellent, Lee Judges, although he came, loses the blading rag. And another famous bald man. So, yeah, a lot of love. Lee is getting a lot of love in the chats.
Okay. So I have Sophie Rose as my anchor, I suppose. Is that what you call a TV anchor? I can't give another tripper because I've had three, haven't I?
Yeah.
I know who I'll have. I'll have Adam Melia from the Anfield Rap.
Shell.
He is so fucking good. Adam Melia, I will have as one pundit, and then I need somebody else. I don't know this Lee Judges lad, so you know what? I'm picking someone that I wouldn't know.
So I think you've used your quota on unknowns here. So
okay, I will have then. I'll tell you what I'll put in. Very difficult. This is the most difficult decision of the night.
So you're looking for the dynamic. That's why you went with Terry doing the Roy Keane and getting angry and winding people up, and Ben Johnson just sort of sitting back.
I haven't had Goldbridge.
Oh, no, you haven't.
I'll put Goldbridge in. Goldbridge with Amelia and Sophie Rose. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got there, haven't we? Have we got there?
That is, I think, everything.
Well,
we need the viewers, pundits. I think they're a pundit short on that because they had Atkinson.
Yeah, so they have a fella from Norwich TV, which we'll have to find out who it is off Super Tiger. Yeah. They have Dan Kenny. I don't know who's going to be the anchor there, or is the third person going to be the anchor? So I don't know. I'm waiting. Super Tiger's just disappeared now. He's just made the suggestion.
He's going for a local choice here. Oh. Ashley Loringer as his tour pundit.
Okay, Ashley Loringer. Okay. Ashley Loringer of LFC Day Trippers chat room fame.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. Right, so let's read them out. There's a lot of fucking names on this page now. It started off nice and clean. So anyway, the listeners... Grizz and goal, Toya right back, Pajak and True Jordy at centre back, Mahes at left back, Harry Samuel, Jamie Holm, Callum Sanderson in midfield, Curtis Shaw, Georgia Stevens, Matt from Coppish up front. Two commentators, they've Neil Atkinson as the manager, Terry Flewers as their coach, they've Chris Brack as their
chairman.
Are they, but now you realise you've got three Day Trippers in there already, but we let it go. And then their two commentators will be Hugh Wizzy and Paul Machen. Okay, Hugh Wizzy is an Arsenal fan, yeah. Paul Machen from Redmen. And then your three pundits will be Ashley Loringer, Dan Kenneth, and some guy from Norwich TV that we still don't know the name.
If you could get a name on that, it'd be handy, unless it's just called Norwich.
I don't think he's called some Norwich from man. Norwich fan TV. But that's their side, okay? And don't forget, Keith's going to put all this together somehow and give it to the lads that look after our social media and send it out there tomorrow.
Yep.
Keith, what's your side?
So my team is Phil Casey in goal, Mark Goldbridge at right back, True Jordy and Robbie at centre back, Lizzie Doyle at left back. I've got Callum Sanderson in midfield with Turkish and Joe Wayman. I have Craig Hannon and Toy on the wing supplying the bullets for Craig Holden. I've got Grizz being the taskmaster on the side of the pitch there to whip them into shape. Will Gibbo does an interview at the side talking about the upcoming transfer window.
Uh-huh.
And Mo Chatterer overseeing the whole operation. giving out to Gibbo for talking about transfer windows when we've no money.
Okay.
I've got my commentary team is the dulcet tones of Neil Atkinson and Trevor Downey. It might be a bit highbrow, a bit upmarket. It's the thinking man's commentary team. And my pundits are going to be Terry Flowers, Kendall Rowan, and Ben Jono.
Okay, good stuff. R. Kumar says, could you imagine the introduction? We have Mach, A. Loringer, and some guy from Norwich Fan TV, which would be sensational. Okay, so mine is Shane Daverley goal, Emma Sanders right back, Ben Johnson and True Jordy centre back, Joe Wayman left back, Lizzie Doyle holding the fort, DM, Callum Sanderson and Flawless playing just ahead of her. In attack, we have Lee Chappie, we have Turkish, and we've Sophie Richardson. My manager is Grizz. My coach is Robbie from AFTV. My chairman is Rob Gutman from the Anfield Rap. My commentary team, which I think wins it, is Pete Selby and Shawnee Lawson. And my three pundits, we have Sophie Rose, Adam Melia, and Mark Goldbridge. Somebody did ask Keith, and we won't put this on the list, but if you were to put somebody in the VAR van for the crack, who would it be?
Andy Young would be the VAR expert. He'd be my representative in there because Andy believes in it. He's like all these refs that try to, you know, tow the party line. Andy will tow the party line for VAR. So, yeah, Andy Young would get in there. Be a shame not to have him with his fingers and all that. You know what I mean? Let's get him in.
Okay. Macker
says I have the weakest team. Macker, I'm not having this. Hold on a second. My team is whopper. These other teams don't. One team has Grizz in goal. And Gav has two little lads. No way.
Yeah, we'll see. What we do is, I don't know how Keith's going to get those 11 players, manager, coach, chairman, two commentators, and three pundits in the one setup. But we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do. I hope he's all enjoyed it. We had a bit of crack, didn't we? Tomorrow you have...
Who's your VAR, man? Hold on, who's your VAR?
Oh, my VAR, man.
Or woman.
I don't know, like Andy's in the van, you know, and Andy be just giving out the decisions there at the end of it. So you'd need someone quite authoritative, wouldn't you? I'll go different. I'll go with Matt from Coppish in the van. Just like,
yeah.
Matt is the type of fella that I think would just, you know, Oliver could be talking down the team to him going, listen, this is Ty, have a look at it. And he just drifts off. Just drifts off and comes back and says, well, yeah, that's grand, but walk away, you know. So we'll have Matt from Coppish because I just think he's...
We need to get Matt in there.
Yeah, I think he'd be brilliant because, like, genuinely, if you get a chance, go back and watch that. And, like, I spent more time laughing at that fella than I did listen to the questions because just his reaction to stuff and the way he drifted off and then he answered stuff that he wasn't meant to be answering. It was just, he's great value. He really is great value. So, I'll give it to Matt. So Jamie's back tomorrow. He has got Shawnee on the show tomorrow and he has who has he got? He has Conan from the Villa. From the Villa podcast, and he has a guy called, and I want to say Paddy, but I'll just double check that. Just let me see. He has
some guy called Paddy.
Some guy
Paddy from Norwich fan TV.
No, he's a guy called Paddy McKenna, who is, let me see, head of content at Joe, and is a big Everton fan, and they're all going to be discussing what's wrong with football and how could it be fixed? So it should be good. Martin Fitzgerald gets a show from Stephen O'Connor. Martin Fitzgerald is a very, very funny man as well. He's really, really good. And so they're on tomorrow. Night off on Thursday. Chris is back on Friday with the Friday forecast. We'll be back on Sunday with the Fatback Four. And we'll keep going all the way till the end of the season. I will let you know, though, that there's major plans in place for next season. Major plans in place. For everything we do, we're going to try upgrade it and make it better and make it even more consistent and more interactive for you and stuff like that. So don't worry when this season ends and we'll do stuff through the Euros. But when we get back in August, what you will see, what you will hear and how you'll be involved will change slightly, because it'll be better for you. That's being honest. Right, I think that's it.
Before we go, can I just say, for any Irish football fans out there, mm-hmm. Alan McLaughlin passed away today, and for Irish fans of a certain generation, he's a bit of a hero. A lot of people won't even know who Alan McLaughlin is, but he scored one of the most important goals in Irish football history to send the team to the 94 World Cup against Northern Ireland up in Windsor Park, wasn't it? So
yeah,
very sad news. Very sad news. He passed away, I think very quickly from he had a health scare recently and just obviously deteriorated. So very sad. Rest in peace, Alan McLaughlin.
Yeah, absolutely. From everyone at the Day Trippers. It'll be particular pertinent to Irish fans. But as Keith said, November 93, I think it might have been, in a World Cup qualifier, Ireland needed to get a draw to qualify for USA 94. And McLaughlin comes on as a substitute. Northern Ireland go 1-0 up 2 minutes later.
Yeah.
And he hits a half volley from the edge of the box to secure a 1-1 draw. 54 years of age, I think.
Yeah.
He had got cancer. He had kidney problems and stuff like that. And he was, I didn't see him personally, but I seen him online, going back, might have been maybe a couple of weeks ago, a little over that, saying that he was recovering and he was feeling better and stuff like that. And unfortunately he did pass away today. So, from me, Keith, to everyone at the LFC Day Trippers, and I'm sure everyone in the chat, condolences to, Alan McLaughlin's family, friends, and former teammates, managers, and from not only Ireland but his club career as well. But look, thanks for joining us tonight. We thought we'd do something a little bit different. We didn't expect anyone to watch because people are just betting to,
the serious
Super
stuff.
League. Owners, VAR, all that sort of stuff. We thought we'd mix it up a bit tonight, and I think it went well. I think the teams are brilliant. I think all the picks are brilliant. The chat come up trumps as usual, and we leave it at that. That's been it. Of course, we will be back tomorrow and throughout the week. Over and out.
Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return and if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, don't forget the Johnsons are coming over. I want to find a rosé Jill hasn't tried yet.
Let's go exploring at Total Wine. Their prices are ridiculously low.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, always low prices. Total Wine and more.
Sports Social Podcast Network.